After about 6 hours flying from London, we reached the airport in Medina in Saudi Arabia. After the customs formalities, the pilgrims were judged get on the buses which were prepared before, and they go to their hotel. These moments are so valuable for them, for they have arrived to Medina, the city which they have wished to see for too many years. In the way, the first place that we see, that is the walls of Baqi Cemetery, Qabristan-e-Baqi. That is the burial place of four imams and the prophet's friends. Then we arrive to hotel, which is in front of Baqi Cemetery and the prophet's mosque, Masjid al-Nabi. Medina is the holiest city after Mecca for Muslims. The Prophet immigrated from Mecca to Medina about 1500 years ago to establish the first Islamic society. After arriving to Medina, he established the Prophet's mosque, Masjid al-Nabi. The famous sign of Masjid al-Nabi is its green dome. The two important holy places in Medina are Masjid al-Nabi and Baqi Cemetery, Qabristan-e-Baqi. And the entry door of Baqi is in front of the Gabriel door, Bab Jibreel, of Prophet Mosque. It is recommended that the pilgrims read the Quran in Medina, especially in Masjid al-Nabi.
And in this area, there is a Bani Hashim house, especially.
Financial support to poor people is recommended too. For £1, charity in Medina is equal to £10,000 elsewhere.
I'm Professor Yahya Misho, teaching Islamic theology at the Faculty of Theology, Oxford University, England, and a fellow of the Oxford Centre for Islamic Studies in Oxford. I had the privilege to be invited to perform the pilgrimage about 14 years ago. I have been a Muslim for about 25 years, and so having the opportunity to do the pilgrimage in 1987 was a great joy. I hadn't been to Mecca al-Mukarrama before, and so it was not only the discovery of the holy city, but also the pilgrimage, so two things together, which was extremely impressive from a spiritual point of view. What I would say I found the most impressive during the pilgrimage is, in fact, the simplicity of the monastic, the simplicity, the purity of the ritual. We are asked to do very simple things, to walk around the Kaaba, to walk from Safa to Marwa, or to throw pebbles at the Jamarat, or to shave our hair at the end. All very simple actions, but the spiritual outcome of those rites, I would say, is proportional to their simplicity, to their purity. And it's an aspect of Islam which I think people don't speak enough about. The rites of the pilgrimage give you the impression to be extremely archaic and to have the purity of a first contact between mankind and divinity. They are open to all, to pilgrims, Muslim pilgrims from all societies, from all, and they will all be able, through those very pure actions, walking or running or processioning or doing all those manasik, they are able, through those very pure manasik, to do all of them the same thing, to praise their Lord, standing in front of God in Arafat. You don't need to be an intellectual, you don't need to have gone through a lot of study, but you are just asked to do something very pure, which will be extremely producive in terms of spirituality. That's, I would say, the first, the main thing I learned there, that we are asked by our Lord to do very simple things that will be extremely helpful in your spiritual life. And it's in fact the beauty of the pilgrimage, because if you go to Mecca and hope to have some help, or I would say aesthetic help from beauty around you, it's not beautiful. The town itself is not that nice. The countryside is absolutely wild and bare and will not help in any way to develop your spirituality. What will do it is the humanity which is there. Don't expect any kind of aesthetic feeling from looking at the mountains around Mecca or from looking at the city itself, but the people, the pilgrims themselves, the humans there worshipping their God, those are the ones who will give the pilgrimage this aesthetic value. They are the beauty of the pilgrimage itself. And when you see the movement, the circular movement of the Tawaf around the Kaaba, it is just incredible. You are in the middle of hundreds of thousands of humans worshipping their God in the purest way, in the simplest, in the purest manner. And we are all there, just ready to obey him, and in some way rehearsing what the last day should be like, or in Mecca, or in Arafat. And this deeply spiritual value of the pilgrimage, and this eschatological value of the pilgrimage, preparing you to the hereafter in a simple garment and in a complete equality, are extremely rich elements for a spiritual life. And then there are other aspects, the fact that you are able to meet Muslims from coming from all horizons or from all parts of the world, and realizing that Islam is everywhere. It's a planetary religion, and we are all equals. There is no difference between Europeans or non-Europeans. We are all there as just servants of our Lord. It gives you a real feeling of universality. apart from human equality, just universality of Islam. And would I could even add that it's fantastic in some way to be just among Muslims without any non-Muslim around to ask questions or to comment. We are just there, millions of Muslims with our Lord, without having to care about the non-Muslim world. I would say it was the richest spiritual experience I went through in my life. And I would not say that it's a summit. It's just a beginning, because you realize that you have had the privilege to perform one of the basic obligations of the religion. What about then the other obligations?